you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Radio's loss is TAVshow.com's game. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to The Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's wondering why all these people are descending on the hotel he's staying at tonight. My co-captain, Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys out there. Boys and girls. Let's not forget the girls, Greeno.
Let's definitely not forget the girls.
No, just the boys. It's just the boys. Just one for the boys tonight. Boys club.
We've got Monica in the chat. We've got to make sure we keep her on side.
Yeah, because she's the only one we've got right now. Boys and girls out there on board the listenership, and as always, Greeno, the blockheads in their millions tuning in right around the world. A little bit different tonight for me and you.
It is. This is uncharted territory. Normally, we're always in the same room. People, for some reason, think we do this show from different studios.
Yeah.
Even though we're literally sitting across from each other and we used to be on video.
Yep.
This week, however, due to quarantine rules, we are doing it from each of our respective homes. You're in the nice plush studio.
Yep.
And I'm sitting in my garage with a blanket over my head.
Now, you can't see Greeno on the broadcast, but I can see Greeno on the Skype camera. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of gym equipment around you.
We do. In the middle of this show, I'm going to be doing plenty of lat pull downs. That's the plan.
Nice. Bit of crunching, Greeno. Bit of pump.
There may be a crunch or two. I'm going to try and restrict it to the exercises that don't involve any cardio.
Yes.
Just so I can still pump out this high level of comedy that we do have here on the show.
Is that what you call it, comedy?
Yeah, we'll run with it.
Well, how you been? So you haven't gone to work all week, I assume?
No, so we are now 100% work from home for the past week. Now, that seems all well and good until we also had to pull the kids out of daycare this week.
Hang on. Is this a little bit of...
I like stories about piñatas.
This is a bit of Greeno story time. My week...
Before you get into it, though, I'll just close the story off.
I like stories about piñatas.
I have to let people know that usually Greeno controls the soundboard. So I do the broadcast side, he controls the soundboard side. But now, obviously, because he's not here, I have to do the soundboard as well as everything else, of course. Well, I'm not saying that to be some kind of martyr or anything, although, you know, wouldn't be bad if, you know, somebody would want to help out from time to time. Maybe, you know, do a little thing, a little bit of extra. You know, I'm not complaining, but I do put myself out a lot for this program, you know. You know, there's a lot of dedication that goes into this on my side, but I'm not complaining, though.
You're talking about for this program?
For this program.
This program, the one that you kind of basically walk into your spare room and press a button.
Up. Yeah, that's right. Pretty much. Yeah. So I'm doing the soundboard this time. Mm. So this could be an absolute complete disaster because I don't have the timing.
To show
and flair.
How little I contribute to this show by just pressing a button from time to time.
Steph in the chat says Boogie has the ultimate power. Power. Yes, that's right. Doctor, give me the news. Okay, so let's reopen the story.
I like stories about piñatas.
Greeno story
time. Where did the doctor sound did they come from?
Because I have the ultimate power. You know what? I was wrong. I apologize.
Siren seems to be the hardest it's going to be an hour and a half.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, Greeno. I should know better. That was a... real
you dick
move on my part. So, okay, that's enough. I've had enough play. I don't get to use the soundboard any other time.
I like it.
Okay, I've got it out of my system now. It's like, right, so I feel like a little kid. I need to reopen the story time. I feel like a little kid in the back of the police car saying, can I just turn the siren on? Can I just press the button, please? Just once? Just let me press it one more time?
I like stories about piñatas.
Okay.
All right, so yes, I've been work from home as of last Friday. Mm. Basically, yeah, work mandated. So they wanted a 50-50 split. They said, look, we need half in the office, half working at home for social distancing reasons.
Sure.
And thankfully, I'm the one that got to organize it. So I thought about it and gone, look, realistically, this bad boy is going to last less than a week. Mm. So how about
you
I take
really,
this week?
You really thought quarantine was going to last less than a week?
No, the 50-50 split.
Ah, until so you're all sent home, like, permanent.
Exactly. And I'm like, so if I just work from home next week, it means I just get to continue working from home. I don't want to come into the office and then have to go back in a month.
Exactly.
So I put myself as first work from home, which seemed all well and good, yeah, until Wednesday when suddenly the kids weren't going to daycare anymore. So now I've got to work full-time plus running Eddie Murphy's Daddy Daycare. Basically, because the wife does have to go to work because she works in aged care. So services can't do that from home.
Why not? Are you sure? Would you mind maybe? Because I do see a lot of gym equipment in that garage of yours. I see a lot of shelving and stuff. You could probably clear that out in an afternoon. Probably get 3 or 4 pensioners in there, I think. Squeeze them in. Bring the pensioners to you. Like, I mean, if you're working from home, yeah, just have them at your place. You know, pensioners get on really well with little kids. Mm. So why not?
They love them.
Yeah, they do.
So that was all going well and good, and I felt a lot safer. I felt a lot, you know, less at risk until yesterday we get an email from one of the managers at work to say, hey, two girls in our office have had to go get tested, so no one's allowed to leave their home until their results come back if you've been in contact in the last fortnight, which everyone in our office has. So thankfully we'd already organized to do this via remote locations because – I still haven't heard anything about their test results, so technically I'm still under self-isolation.
Wow, there you go. Well, we'll close your story.
I like stories about piñatas.
Now, I've got a story for you.
I like stories about piñatas.
I haven't changed anything. I'm still going to work. Like, all of the effective rules have really – the only thing that I've really genuinely noticed is now Sydney at, 2 in the morning is a fucking ghost town.
Less traffic though, brother.
Less traffic, yeah. Less foot traffic. You know King Street, Newtown? I told this story the other day, but King Street, Newtown, if you don't know it, so it's right next to the university, Sydney University. So there's a whole bunch of students that live in this area of Sydney called Newtown. And how would you describe Newtown, Greeno? It's kind of an eclectic mix between bohemian, junky, there's a lot of dreadlocks, tie-dyes.
It's trendy.
It's trendy.
It's trendy and hippie town.
Gentrified, right?
And odiferous as well.
Yeah, odiferous.
Yeah.
You've been waiting a long time to pull that fucking word out of your ass.
Nice to squeeze that one in smelly motherfuckers.
Hump one in. So I was cruising up Newtown. King Street, Newtown, and it was like 10:30 at night. And you have to understand, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, it doesn't matter. Every single night of the week, there is fucking people everywhere in Newtown, right? There's drunk people wandering across the road in the middle of the night going, because there's like, what, a dozen bars on King Street? There's heaps of restaurants and stuff. There's heaps of like stand and eat type places, like kebab places and pizza places and shit. The place is just like always going. And I'm cruising up Newtown, King Street, Newtown, 10:30 at night. And a place, I was the only thing on the road.
Which is unheard of.
I've never experienced that in my entire life. And that's the first moment when it hit me. Like, what's happening here in our city, right? That was the first real moment where it became real to me. And then my very next thought was, I could drive on the wrong side of the road now and no one's going to stop me.
Not going to matter.
I could go the wrong way up a one-way street here. I could take my pants off and wander around in the street. Nobody's going to say anything because nobody's here.
Mm.
And there you go. That's my story.
I like stories about piñatas.
There you go.
Can you hit a nice Gary for us?
Nice Gary!
To Natty C in the chat, which I'm assuming is Nadine.
Yes, it is. Yep.
Who pointed out that I could be creating a second revenue stream from Daddy Daycare.
Because
even though technically I'm taking care of my own kids whilst trying to work.
Yes.
That's not stopping me from bringing some other kids in. And make it a bit of cashola on the side.
Yeah, but I thought you were worried about infection. See, aren't kids wandering petri dishes? Aren't they walking bacterial hubs?
Fair point. My kids have been the healthiest they have in years since I've kept them home.
So best make them sick again.
Yeah, let's bring some more germ bits in.
They're due for another virus. should we talk about, Greeno, what's happening down here in Australia in regards to the lockdown laws and whatnot?
Yeah, it's been a big week for Australia. This time last week, we were still free.
Everything was normal. Everything was fine.
We were still free to do bubblers in the urinals at that point.
You were free. You were actually – no. Let put it this way, Greeno. This time last week, you were free. Oh. Isn't that – what a novel thought that is.
Those were the days, Damer.
Yeah, you know, back in my day, we used to be able to wander around, go to the beach, cook a barbecue and have children's parties and without the police kicking down your door, without the riot squad throwing tear gas canisters into the wedding cake. You know, those were the days. When was that, Grandad? Last Tuesday, I think.
Last Tuesday was good.
You wouldn't remember. You weren't around back in those days. All right, so our fearless leader, Greeno. We've got more lockdown. Before we even start the video, you know what's interesting to me about this? This is all in the space of like 5 days. This is how quickly this has happened.
Last Sunday, shit started to get real.
Yep. And it just goes to show, I think, like how programmed we are to authority, like how programmed we are to just fucking bend over and take it raw. You know what I mean? Because like 5 days ago, everything, like you said, we were in a certain place and everything, like there were no lockdowns, right? There were no restrictions. And then the first round of restrictions came in. It was like, well, we've got guidelines, and those guidelines are no more than 500 people. So unfortunately, you know, you can't go to the football and stuff. And so no more than 500 people, Greeno. Okay, that was the first round. Then like 36 hours later, then it turned into, okay, we're going to arrest you if you're in a group of more than 5 people at a wedding. And it was like, whoa, that really accelerated. Like, shouldn't we have some kind of negotiation? Shouldn't there be some kind of discussion? It's like, no. You know, the barbecues that you used to have, you can't do that anymore. Sorry about that. No barbecues. No children's. The Prime Minister even said the other day, Greeno, no family dinners.
Dinners are done.
So you can't have the family sitting around the dinner table anymore.
I was messaging Mum today because she was checking to see if the lady from work had got her test results back. And she's like, oh, if things don't pan out, like, I don't know what we're going to do with Easter, because we normally get together. We have a nice plate of fish cakes and Mum's special recipe that we were looking forward to. And I'm like, I wouldn't be making any Easter plans because this shit won't be blown over by then, trust me.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, well, we can still do Easter like when it all blows over. And I'm like, probably plan it for Christmas. Yeah. Easter will celebrate at Christmas.
How about Christmas 2021?
Yeah, just to be safe.
I've actually got an idea for the people out there. So if you're still planning on doing like an Easter egg hunt with your kids, here's my idea. Hide medication.
Yeah.
So teach the kids that it's time to play for keeps. Because
you know, soap bars around the backyard.
Soap, hand sanitizers.
Well, yeah, you can't buy any anymore. That's the problem.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Wash your hands, but you can't buy any.
Kids, we're doing a hand sanitizer hunt at the local Safeway at the Tesco. Yeah. In you go. And if they can find it, you have to get out past security though, if you want to keep the Easter eggs and the chocolate. So let's see what our fearless leader, Greeno, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ScoMo, Scotty from marketing, let's see what he's come up with, what he's cooked up in the last 24 hours.
Good evening. The Prime Minister is putting boots on the ground in the latest bid to slow COVID-19.
Wait, did she just say boots on the ground?
Boots on the ground, Amo. There will be boots on the ground.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know.
Team, these are the latest measures. Enforced hotel quarantine for all Australians returning home from overseas. And that enforcement will be with the aid of the Army. The ADF will be on our streets.
Wow. Excellent, Damo. Join the army, become a hotel concierge. Looking forward to it. Arrive off my plane. I'm handed, you know, some hand soap.
Don't worry, Greeno. When you see footage of like North Korea, China, when the army is rolling around the streets, we saw it in Italy last week. I don't know if you saw those images of like armored personnel carriers in Italian streets. It'll never happen here, Greeno.
Now we're stealing content from your show.
Exactly. You're fucking damn right I am.
Yeah.
It'll never happen here. Army on the fucking streets. I don't know about you, but I feel so much safer having men in army fatigues with fully automatic weapons just patrolling the streets, making sure that I'm standing 4 feet away from the person in front of me. Like, I feel so much safer now.
Yeah. Damo, does Sandra cover the big issues? Like which hotel these fuckers will be staying at so I can not book
avoid
there?
Them.
Imagine getting that call for as a hotel manager going, look, Formula One Hotel, Liverpool. Yep. We've got about 5,000 people we'd like to book in for accommodation. Oh, excellent. Yes. How many nights, sir? About 14.
Yeah, right.
Are you stocked up with hand sanitizer?
Yeah. I mean,
what's your Glen 20 situation like?
How far does it have to get, though, for people to go, hang on a minute? Hang on a minute. Do we really need the fucking army on the streets here? You know what I mean? Like, seriously, come on. Come on.
Can we take a step back, Damo? Look, I'm all for these measures. I think it's a great idea. Let's lock up anyone who's coming from overseas, because that's only where the issue is. It's just overseas. What I would like to point out is, you know, here's another crazy idea. How about we don't let a whole bunch of sick people off our boats in the middle of peak hour, in the middle of the busiest city in Australia all day last Thursday? Yep. Crazy notion, I know. But let's just put it out there as an idea that may have helped about a week ago.
Yeah. Or we could go back. How about going back two and a half months ago now, Greeno? And, you know.
Closing off the fucking borders then.
Yeah. Scott, just got a little idea. It seems that there is a particular part of China where they are welding people into their own homes to prevent the spread of this particular disease. And the fortunate souls who are able to escape being welded into their own homes, well, it's the darndest thing. They appear to be jumping on planes and flying into Sydney Airport. So could you do us a little favour and stop that from happening, you fucking idiot? Could you stop that from happening?
Oh, no,
I'm trying to imagine what the thought process was when they're going 2.5 months ago. Because my theory was, wouldn't the most logical thing have been we're closing our borders at that particular point?
Yeah.
The best way to not fuck up our entire country is, because we touched on it last week, we live on an island, is to lift up the drawbridge because we've got a big moat.
That's
called the ocean around us.
That's it.
That the only way people can get in is by boat and by planes.
That's right.
If we, in say, January 15th, at that point said, okay, no one's allowed in anymore. If you're an Australian resident, you can fly back.
Yeah, but you get tested, you get quarantined.
Yep. We would have how many cases in Australia right now, Damo?
Zero.
Correct. Zero. How many people would still have their jobs today, Damo?
All of them.
Well, everyone bar the people who work for Qantas and the flights and the cruises, who, ironically enough, have still lost their jobs anyway.
Yeah, after they got $25 billion from the taxpayers.
Exactly.
Yeah, literally the day after. So the government came out and said, look, we're going to give the aviation industry $50 billion. And everyone said, good, because we need to keep the aviation industry afloat. 24 hours later, the aviation industry announced we're shutting down all flights and we're sacking 20,000 people. Thank you for the bonus. Thank you for the Christmas bonus.
And by the way, yeah, we've just freed up some more capital.
Unbelievable. Let's play a little more of this clip because there's a lot more to go.
This as we all got a pat on the back with 80% less activity on the streets of our cities. Our political editor, Peter Van Onselen, has more.
Today, a change of tone.
Thank you, Australia. Thank you for the way, over the course of this week, you have been responding to the very significant changes.
Thank you for the great job you've been doing responding to the significant changes, Greeno. Unfortunately, we are going to have to deploy the special forces into Sydney.
And by responding to the special changes is you can no longer go to pubs that are no longer open.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
That's how you've responded. Because if the pubs were open, people would still be going.
That's right. 100%.
Minister, praising Aussies for finally adhering to the rules.
I would rather be in Australia now with the way we are dealing with this together than in any other country in the world today.
But we have a long way to go.
I'd rather be in one of the countries that has zero corona cases. Just personally. I'll pick one of those, please, where I'm not trapped in my house with my kids all day. I love the kids. Hard to do a job whilst you're taking care of them simultaneously.
Absolutely, 100%.
I'd also like to be able to purchase toilet paper. I'd also like to be able to not worry about going to the shops and having people cough on my fucking fruit.
Gee, you're asking for a bit though, aren't you? Honestly.
Yeah, freedom, Damo.
Freedom. Freedom. There's no freedom, Greeno.
We will be doing more.
Scott Morrison keen to point out most coronavirus cases are people returning home from overseas.
Two-thirds of the cases that we currently have.
That's the irony.
On the fucking boat, you left everyone let just go free last week.
Yeah,
insane.
They remember they only stopped people coming in from overseas like last Friday.
Yeah. And we've known about this for 2 months.
2 months. And they knew about it for more than 2 months. Like the governments have known about it since fucking November last year.
Exactly.
That's when China first started dealing with it.
I just realized this show's got off to a very serious tone to kick off.
Well, it's fucking it's horrifying. And like, this is the thing. There's so many people who are out there cheering it. Like, I think they should deploy the army and to patrol its own citizens like it was a fucking war zone like Iraq. I think that's a good idea. Because, you know, we can't have people going to the beach and eating ice creams and frolicking around in the water and getting a tan because they're going to kill us all. It's like, you are fucking retarded. What the hell is wrong with you? Like, I was watching, man, you remember those, the images of the people on Bondi Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're watching the images and there's like, you know, chicks in bikinis playing volleyball. There's people playing cricket. They're floating around in the ocean. And so it's all very pleasant, very typical Australian atmosphere, right? And then it goes to the police chief in New South Wales and he gets on there and says, this is the most irresponsible behaviour I have ever seen. And then I'm looking at the images of the people on the beach. I'm like, you mean the woman who's lying on a towel doing nothing? This is irresponsible behaviour to you?
Not what four the square fuck meters is wrong apart. With you? That's the problem.
It's unbelievable, mate. Unbelievable.
Is there any more of this clip to go?
Oh, yeah. We can keep going if you want.
Nah, let's
an Australian.
Okay.
Who has come home.
Which is a problem in need of a solution, even belatedly after scenes like this at Sydney's International Airport yesterday.
They signed
that was yesterday, though.
To the self-isolation. This is enforceable by law.
Big fake check.
The card is going to protect us.
The card will do the job. Yeah. Look at the size of the fucking thing.
I mean, if the card is so foolproof, Greedo, if the card is so error-proof, then why do we need the army on the streets again? Did you hear the story about the National Guard being deployed to New York a couple of weeks ago?
I did.
All right, so I played the press conference of the mayor of New York on my show, right? And this guy's got the fucking balls. He gets up there and he says, look, it's true. We're bringing the National Guard up here, but don't be alarmed, folks. They're just going to help with handing out meals and the cleaning effort. And it's like, oh, okay. So
sure they are.
So when did we decide that people in, you know, fatigues with sidearms can do a better job cleaning countertops at diners than, you know, I don't know, Mexicans? When did we decide that? When did that become?
Because the Mexicans, ironically, have closed their border.
Yeah, they're not letting Americans out.
They're not letting Americans in.
Yeah, you're fucking staying there now, Holmes.
Yeah. Yeah, get that wall built quickly, Donald. We want it now.
Mexico will pay for it now. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll build it for you. Keep those infected Americans north of the border. Unfucking believable.
I saw this. I don't know whether it's worth a nice Gary.
Mm.
I'll let you hit the sound effect.
Nice, Gary!
Breaking, the US has surpassed China and Italy in having the most known cases of coronavirus
well
in the world.
Well done. Well done, America.
USA done. Number one, baby.
USA number one.
One. USA with 81,373. China with... Does anyone really believe this China figure, though?
Hell no. Fuck no.
81,285.
Greeno, they literally quarantined 750 million people.
Exactly.
They've got more than 80,000 cases.
Apparently, the prediction for US being number one was they predicted they'd reach it by the weekend. So even ahead of time.
Yeah.
Well done, USA.
Ahead of time and under budget, Greta.
Yeah.
Donald Trump's America. He truly does like winning. Are you sick of winning yet? Huh? We saw the numbers coming out of China and we thought that we could do much better than that. We're not going to let a bunch of little yellow bootlickers take us over on the world stage. We're going to do our best, China. We're coming for you. Thank New York, says Tracy. Okay. There you go. So what did you want to do next, Greeno? So
I reckon it's time for our new favorite segment, Damo.
Yeah, what's that?
Bro.
People are fucked.
We'll start with, we've been encouraged to practice good hygiene. Mm-hmm. Not that one. A little bit about the train liquor.
Okay.
That's a little teaser for Stefan, that picture there. Everyone's been told, you know, good hygiene. Let's make sure the best way to not spread this thing is, you know, coughing in your arm. If you're sick, stay at home. Mm-hmm. Don't share shit. Like, you know, stay away effectively.
Stay away from each other.
So this man is on a public train and decided here's a good idea. Let's give the pole a bit of a lick.
Let's have a look at the video.
So this man has a mask on at this point. So he's concerned about his own health. And the health of others. He puts down the mask. Gives the finger a bit of a lick. And has then wiped it on the train pole that people are going to hold as they're hopping on and off the train.
That's lovely. And is that he's good enough? Kind of, does he go
he's
further?
He's giving it a good old rub. You know, he keeps on rubbing. I reckon there wasn't enough phlegm on that finger, to be honest, though.
Yeah. But he didn't really follow through.
You reckon he was more concerned about, after touching the pole, putting the hand back in his mouth.
Yeah, that's a problem. Train passenger has been arrested after he was filmed licking his fingers and wiping them on a vertical handrail in Belgium. I don't know about you, Greeno, but people send me a lot of videos. And I've been sent a lot of videos of Asian-looking people in elevators and other public spaces wiping their hands on their genitals, their underarms, spitting on things like elevator buttons,
crossing buttons, fruit.
Yep.
Lady arrested in Chalora yesterday coughing on bananas.
Yep. So people are now asking, hang on, is this like a deliberate thing here? Have they sent like fucking infected people around the world to just go and spread this fucking super virus?
Maybe.
Imagine that. Imagine if that's been taking place. And then I just picture Pauline Hanson like kicking back in her on a ranch in Queensland, like completely surrounded by fucking wild animals and firearms, just going, I told you so. I told you this was coming. Pauline will get her justice, Greedo.
Pauline's looking very clever. Very crazy lady. Suddenly gets the world's come full circle.
Yep.
All right, before we go, we'll go into a break after this one. But, Damo, a bit of a Who GLF update, Damo.
Who GLF? So Who not GLF? Another bro people are fucked?
Nah, we'll do one per segment. We've got three of them this week.
Okay, beautiful.
Teasers for the listeners. So, for some reason, Who GLF still email both me and you.
Right.
Why? I don't know.
I guess they just want to keep in touch. They want to know how we're doing. Yeah. They, you know.
Saying hi.
Yeah, say good day.
But so they've sent out a press release this week to us to basically go, we've received updated advice provided by the state and federal governments over the last couple of days. Based on the advice, we're now encouraging all presenters to do all their programming from home rather than the studio.
Now, do you want to remind the listeners why we are no longer at the radio station, Greta?
Because basically we were producing the show from our home and sending it in, but they wanted to charge us $20 a week for studio fees. We never actually used the studio, but they wanted to charge us for studio usage. And we're like, nah, we're not going to do that. Like, we don't come in. We're happy to keep sending you a program.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to pay your studio fees. So like, well, go and get fucked.
Go and fuck yourself. And then they tried to backdate it. So we had
to backdate it, and I just refused to pay because I asked them to prorate it because I knew they weren't clever enough to be able to do the prorate. So they're just like, fuck it, let's just let it slide. Yeah. So now they're sending everyone home to broadcast from their own home. World comes full circle. My question to you, Damo, before we go to the break, do you reckon they're still charging the studio fee?
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
With less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
Yes, welcome back to the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with the screener, a couple of ways you can do it. Best way to do so would be the little blue bird. Follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. There are a couple of other things that I want to get to tonight. And unfortunately, look, this is the fucking thing. I was thinking about this the other day, right? And I don't want to be too serious on this show, but like, I just want to put this to you and then I'm going to show you one more clip and then we can probably move on with the serious stuff, okay? So I was thinking about this the other day, right? I'm trying to, if you're doing a show that's like pseudo-political media analysis like I do, like my daily show, right? Where the hell am I going to get stuff that's non-coronavirus related? There's very little out there because all of the other distractions in life that we have are now shut down.
I've disappeared.
There's no sport. So is the over-reporting of the coronavirus, because it is like it's just fucking constant now. It's probably the same in the States, but it's definitely here. Like you cannot put on any kind of a media source at all. Even if you're listening to FM radio, right, you'll still be getting coronavirus fucking updates constantly. So you cannot.
Why are you listening to FM radio?
I'm not. I'm saying even if you did. So,
good.
But you know, the TV news, radio news, it's just constantly, right? So all of the industries are shut down. So there's no fucking stories about things happening in workplaces and stuff because they aren't there. There's no
Damo,
sport.
Can I give you a hot tip?
Mm.
Yeah, for sources of entertainment, because I 100% agree with what you're saying. I've had to switch off basically everything to avoid coronavirus wherever I can. But the source of refuge for me came yesterday on YouTube, 1990s kids game shows. Okay. I'm just going to play them nonstop until this thing's over.
That's fantastic. So you see,
remember the TV show Amazing?
Yeah, I do. But see,
you had to find letters in a maze.
Yeah, it was fucking.
And then
great.
At the end, they used to play Mario Kart to see who's the grand prize winner.
Yeah, it was amazing.
See, I watched 12 episodes of that bad boy.
Okay, now see, you're proving my point because what I was going to say was, people are now switching off from all of the information, right? People are now switching off from all discussion of coronavirus. And I get it because it's too much. We're bombarded. I can't take it anymore. I want something else. I'm sick of hearing about it. What if that's the point? What if the point is to get us to get to a stage where we are so sick of hearing about it that any mention of the coronavirus and we just fucking instantly turn away and look away? Because now look at what they're doing. The fucking army is about to be rolled out on the streets. Nobody cares. If you go, they're handing out $1,000 fines on the street. Nobody cares. You can be arrested for not self-isolating. Nobody cares. You look at what's happening in the States, right? That Greeno, they're now talking about the New South Wales government is going to track everybody's mobile phone to make sure that they're self-isolating from each other. Nobody cares. A worldwide body is going to try and bring in worldwide tracking of every fucking phone on planet Earth in order to track coronavirus spread. Nobody cares. All of this shit is happening and nobody cares because I think we've just been so bombarded with this fucking information, right? So I just want to bring up one more video and then we can fucking turn off the serious stuff.
I'm looking forward to the fact they're going to start tracking my mobile because just for fun, I'm going to strap my mobile to a duck and just see what fun ensues.
Well, I've often said like people are like, you know, they're hacking the cameras. And I'm like, well, if you're going to hack my camera, Mr. NSA, Mr. American government, then you better be prepared to come along for a wild ride. Because if you're coming into my world, every time you hack my camera, I'm going to be sitting there on the lounge masturbating to tranny porn, eating chocolate with a swastika painted on my belly. And you need to be ready for that in cowboy boots. How about that? Constantly. So if you're going to watch me on my camera, trust me, you're not going to enjoy it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to make you fucking earn it if you're going to spy on me. So let's have a look at what's happening down in the great state of Victoria, Greeno.
Isolate or face the consequences. That's the message from Victorian police this morning as they launch a quarantine crackdown. Isabella Stashkovsky has the story. Izza, who are police targeting?
Well, basically anyone who's returning home from overseas or is supposed to be in isolation, these tough new measures, of course, are aiming to flatten the curve. Police will go
flatten
as
the
far
curve.
As they're using not with FaceTime this, to force square people meters to prove.
Will someone arrest those officers, please?
Somebody arrest the policeman. What the hell is going on here?
They're not social distancing correctly.
They're not doing enough, Greeno.
That they are, in fact, inside their home. There are huge fines in place as well. Individuals caught doing the wrong thing could face around $20,000 in business.
there are new rules governing what you do inside your own home.
In all honesty, though, in all seriousness, this is your dream. Because if you could never leave your house again, you've talked for years going, if you never had to leave your house again, you'd be a happy man.
Yeah, but not at the not at the risk of being shot in the face. Not at the risk of being fucking dragged to the ground by the riot squad. Like, this is insanity, man. Look at what they're doing down there in Victoria.
$100,000. Now, how will this all be put into place? Well, there's a task force of about 500 strong. Those police coming from public transport areas and also major events. Those areas now not as busy, of course. Now, this has already been seen in
door
action.
Door to door.
This footage of police going
hear me out.
Door to door, folks.
A woman has just returned
home. Let's say that they knock on the door and then they issue a fine going, hey, we checked on you. You weren't home. You owe us $10,000. Aren't I just going to sit there and go, I was on the shitter?
Yeah, I was asleep.
I heard you knocking. Sorry, mate. Mid-dump. No toilet paper around.
Yeah.
Takes a bit more time.
Yeah, I know. Look, and, you know, I'm a pretty pessimistic guy. I'm a pretty black-pilled kind of guy. I talked about this happening, like this fucking would happen and nobody would care. But even though I knew it would happen, that it would get to this point and nobody would care, I still fucking get depressed about it, you know, because I'd like to be wrong. I'd like to say, the government isn't pissing all of our individual rights up against the wall in order to protect people, quote unquote, from coronavirus. No, that's not happening. No, we're actually doing the right thing. But unfortunately, I can't say that.
They're reacting to their own fuck up by not just blocking the borders a month and a half, 2.5 months ago.
Exactly. Like, everything that's happened since the first mistake of not closing the borders is just a mistake trying to fix a mistake. And,
yeah, exactly.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse, more and more.
And it's
more
just, it's that small little drip feed instead of just going harsh cut.
Yep.
B's asking about vasectomies in here. They've got to just do the harsh cut.
straight harsh cut.
But straight harsh cut. Should have done it a month ago. Just do the harsh cut and we're done.
It's not all bad news, Greeno. It's not all bad news. When you're feeling down, what do you turn to?
I go to Centrelink.
Well, I go to boobies.
All right.
Strippers launch coronavirus food service delivery service called Booba Eats to help vulnerable people in isolation, Greeno. Those strippers doing sacrificing. They're sacrificing. Strippers have launched.
It's a lot harder to clap in front of a headset, Mike, by the way.
Strippers have launched a food delivery service called Booba Eats, which claims to help bring people food who are in self-isolation. The exotic dancers were left with no business after their strip club, so they've got to make some money. You know, what's going to happen to the poor strip club? The Lucky Devil in Oregon, that's where Steph's from, by the way. So, Steph, you're in luck. He's on the phone right now ordering breakfast and lunch and dinner every day for the next 10 years. Closed its doors due to just – I'll
sir,
just
will
pay
you
up
stop
front.
Calling, please? We stopped serving food 3 years ago.
God, why did you stop it? It was my favorite thing on earth. Social distancing amid the coronavirus. Owner of the club, Sean Bolden, came up with the idea of a food delivery service as a joke, but after a huge amount of interest on Facebook, decided to launch the service. He said, I originally did it at first as a joke and I got 150 shares on Facebook. It's like nothing we've ever had before, Greeno. 150 shares. Like other delivery services that have sprung up over the last number of weeks, it has the same drop-off service. Once an order is placed with the club, two dancers will be assigned to the delivery, so you get double up, Greeno. Double fun, double dip. The two women will bring the food to the door, all while keeping a safe distance for the self-isolated patron. So that's very important, you see. So they're actually going to be dancing around nude on the front lawn. I hope you get on well with your neighbours. People across
the... A little bit of entertainment for the Defence Force who are patrolling the streets at the time too.
Yeah, that's right. Don't you dare lock them up. That's now an essential service,
though,
right?
It's essential services right here.
Food delivery doesn't count, does it? You're allowed to just drive around and deliver food.
Correct.
So there you go. So how many people are going to, like, drive around with a laptop and say, no, I'm doing essential service, like I'm doing food delivery, but then the rest of the time they're just doing their normal office work in the car. Like, if you deliver one pizza a day, you could say, I know I'm a delivery driver, I'm waiting for my one job, you know what I mean? I'm waiting for my one delivery for the day. Well, what are you doing out here? Well, you know, I'm doing some taxes, I'm doing some office hours stuff, cleaning up a bit of overtime. Yeah. Think outside the box, ladies and gentlemen. You know, in times of crisis, you can always, you know, times of crisis always bring ingenuity, I think. new solutions. And the topless girls of Oregon have done just that.
A true happy meal.
Okay, so what did you want to get to?
Centrelink crowding.
Centrelink crowding. All right. So I've got no idea why my screen when I'm doing Twitter videos keeps pausing every time I pause it, but let's have a look. Do you want to explain what's going on here?
Yeah, so basically, at the same time they introduced rules of, hey, we need you to be 4 square meters away from every single person, happened to be the same day they shut down all of Australia's pubs and clubs and entertainment venues, thus effectively making hundreds of thousands of people simultaneously unemployed. They also released a stimulus package which said, hey, if you're one of these people affected, you're going to get an extra $200 a week in the dole.
Not bad. Extra 200, eh?
Yep. So in order to make sure that people are social distancing, I love the irony of the fact that all the people that just lost their jobs are now having to crowd around a fucking Centrelink office.
There they are.
Hundreds of people queued up. They were there at 6 a.m. for a 9 o'clock open. It's an interesting way to self-isolate.
We're so fucking stupid.
So dumb.
I love my country, don't get me wrong, and I love being an Australian, but in so many ways we are so dumb. We are so dumb. It's like, no, we need to. Okay, look, there's a lot of Australian life is going to have to change. Okay. And it's unfortunate, but we're all in this together. We're all on the team. Okay. So if we all help each other out and if we all do what needs to be done and follow the guidelines, Greeno, remember, follow the advice. So here's the advice. Tomorrow, make sure you keep a safe distance from everyone around you. Do not congregate in large groups. Also, tomorrow, everybody go to the one place at the same time.
Because you all just lost your jobs because of these restrictions. Fucking well done.
Unbelievable.
Well done. Damo, with every sad moment comes a silver lining. And so I think it's time for hero or douchebag. And this one, we point out, it's got to be done for Steph because I think he'll enjoy this one.
Okay.
This is – people need to go – still grocery shopping is an essential service. And this video was uploaded throughout the week of a young lady just testing the viability of potential cucumber purchases. And she's a buxom young lady wearing a mask. So, you know, safety first.
Safety first, yeah.
But there's a gentleman in the background watching this lady who seems to be enjoying himself whilst doing so. Let's give the video a look.
That is fit, isn't it?
That is definitely fit. It's a firm buttocks.
It's a tidy unit, Greeno.
It's a definite tidy unit. And old mate is probably like, I'm going to call this guy a hero because my theory is this man, he's got his kid in his trolley. He's had a rough couple of weeks. Yeah. He's probably out trying to find some toilet paper and pasta. Wow. And he's come across a lady who, let's just say, yeah, definite tidy unit, who seems to be stroking and gripping cucumbers, and he's getting a bit of a free show at the supermarket.
I mean, it might be the last show he ever gets to see. Who knows, Greeno? He could Unless be in the at-risk Oregon. Category. Could be in the at-risk category. So hero, we'll put him down as a hero?
I'll put him down as a hero because he's still out there grocery shopping and just enjoying the show.
Shameless enjoying the show. Now, I've got this little video here, Green. I don't know what the hell this is. I haven't watched it. Can you explain the backstory for this one?
This is another bro.
People are fucked.
So people were questioning the sensibilities of the youth of America throughout the course of the week because it was like, spring break, Joe, spring break.
Hey, fuck yeah, man. Who gives a fuck? I don't care about the fucking coronavirus, man. We're going to live our fucking lives, dude. Fucking weed, bro.
Party, bro. I saw this video throughout the week.
Whenever I do my California accent, I just try to think of Steve-O from Jackass. Fucking weed, bro.
I just start thinking of Point Break.
Point Break.
Point Break. Keanu. Bodhi. People are dying, man. My Keanu impression. Point Break. Utah, get me through. All right. Saw this video.
This show is a fucking clusterfuck.
It is. It's terrible. We need to be in the same room. basically, you saw this first thing that popped in my head was, bro,
people are fucked.
I flew all the way down here because I just wanted to do some blow and catch a dick, but this bitch Corona keeps cock blocking me. So you know what I did? I was tired of her getting all of the headlines. I was tired of her getting all of the press. So what I did was I licked a toilet seat on my sugar daddy's private plane on my way down here to go viral because I fucking hate old people and it's their fault that we can't go on the beach and catch a fucking dick.
Nah. I don't know. This is not bro. People are fucked. This is hero douchebag and she's a hero.
Can we go back to the start then? Let's give that one quick replay for why she wanted to be on spring break.
Well, no, but she's clearly fucking with them. Like, she's taking the piss. It's like she's clearly acting, you know what I mean? So she's got, like, a news interview, and they're like, why don't you tell us about the restrictions and stuff? And she's just going fucking hardcore because she knows these flogs in the media will be like, oh, my God, young people are so disgraceful, you know what I mean? She's giving them the finger. Like, that's why the guy next to her, well, is it a guy or a chick? I think it's a chick.
I think it's a guy.
Well, who cares? whatever it is.
Let's replay.
No, she's clearly fucking with him.
I'm here on spring break, and I flew all the way down here because I just wanted to do some blow and catch a dick, but this bitch Corona keeps cock-blocking me. So you know what I did? I was tired of her getting all of the headlines. I was tired of her getting all of the press. So what I did was I licked a toilet seat on my sugar daddy's private plane on my way down here to go viral because I fucking hate old people, and it's their fault that we can't go on the beach and catch a fucking dick.
Well done. I like her.
I don't think she's that good of an actor.
No, she's definitely fucking with him, though.
She's definitely fucking with him, though.
Yeah.
Like, well done.
No, anyway. No sugar daddy's going to let a trash bitch like that on his private jet.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30. Right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on tavshow.com.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I want to give a tip of the hat to everyone in the chat because, fuck me, there's some funny content there, funnier than anything we're putting out on the show. So, tip of the hat to everyone in the chat. Had a good chuckle there in the ad break. Damo, I reckon we need to play the Earth Report because BE, through thick and thin, still managed to find a way to find some non-corona content and put together the top-notch report that we know he sends us every single week.
Okay, let's do it. There it is.
Fire!
Wind! Water!
Hot! Go Planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet!
Greeno, the Earth Report. Porn star offers free shag if you create a vaccine. And now all of a sudden, all of those guys who have been working on like cancer and AIDS for the last 10 years are like, oh, no, I think I'm going to make a change in my career. I think
Tools
I'm
down, boys.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think a virologist would be... Do you think a virologist would take up a porn star on the offer of free sex if they come up with a vaccine? Or do you think they'd be like, I kind of know what I'm in for here.
Because they'd already have a vaccine to clear that up.
Yeah, so you need a vaccine for the porn star.
Yeah.
Russian porn star, how about we test this super vaccine on you first, then we'll have sex. Russian porn star Lola Taylor has said that she'll shag the researcher who invents a remedy for coronavirus, Greener. Sounds like great motivations for scientists. According to a Russian news website, the famous Russian porn actress Luboyev Busheva, Greener, better known as Lola Taylor, that's a better name, ended up in quarantine. The lovely Lola said she has been in quarantine for a week now. this isn't the first time a porn star has offered to do something crazy, do something during crazy times in this world. If you remember, just recently there was a young lady who sold nudes on the web to raise money for the Australian fires, and she was an absolute hero. Give her a nice Gary to her. Seems as though another saint is rising now in the midst of the coronavirus flare-up. So there you go. I don't know. Any motivation's okay with me, I guess.
You know? Smash or fast, Amo?
What, Lola?
Yeah.
Oh, definite smash.
Definite smash.
She's a good egg. She's a good egg.
She's just trying to catch a dick.
Smash or pass, Greeno? Botched ass implants.
I'm going to pass on that one.
I'm going to pass. Stal Del Duce underwent surgery in Istanbul, Turkey to have implants inserted into her ass, but is now on the lookout for a new surgeon to fix her botched bum job surgery, Greeno, which left her looking as though she has a nappy on, which is a diaper. Yeah. Despite the 33-year-old being happy with the results after the procedure and for the months following it, her bum started to go saggy as the fat around them dissolved. Now she said it looks like she's wearing a nappy. The implants she selected were double the size, recommended size. Well, then you kind of get what you get, don't you?
That's it, yeah.
Like, I do a lot of these. Amazingly, like, I break up my my daily show, like, which is, like, news and media and stuff. I do like to put in the odd story of freaks being butchered on the operating table, Greeno.
Good times.
Just like a palate cleanser, you know what I mean? And it's amazing to me, like, these plastic surgeons, aren't they still doctors, right?
Well, yeah, loosely.
But they technically they are, right? So wouldn't there be something called like the Hippocratic Oath? Wouldn't that apply? You know, you should do no harm as a doctor, right? I've seen enough Grey's Anatomy. I know how this works. You should do no harm. When somebody comes in and says, look, I want butt implants, but I want twice the recommended size, shouldn't a doctor be the first one to say, well, you know, the recommended is kind of recommended for a reason, darling?
It's kind of like me going, look, how much, what's a random drug they give you in hospital?
Oxycodone. Morphine.
We recommend generally two oxys is the safe amount to take. Doc, I want six.
I want 10. Fuck it, 50.
I want 10. All right, I'll write you 10.
So I don't know if I have any sympathy for her.
Ah, fuck her.
No, fuck her. Okay.
Not, it's a pass, but
douchebag. New York City declares war on rim jobs, Greeno. New York City's Department of Health.
Now we've gone too far. You want to hang on, eh? You're going to take away our ability to go to a pub. You're going to take away our ability to go for a walk in groups. You're taking away my Easter. You're taking away my Christmas. You're taking away the fact I can go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You can take all that away and I'll keep my mouth fucking shut. But don't you dare try and touch my rim jobs.
Greeno, I think we've found the real reason why the National Guard was deployed to New York. Are you rimming your girlfriend, sir? Let me smell your breath. It smells like shit to me, officer. New York City Department of Health is bending over backwards to warn the public about a whole new threat, rim jobs. The city's health agency issues graphic guidelines for safe sex practices during the coronavirus pandemic that included licking the old rusty sheriff's badge, Greeno.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure this is the biggest reason why corona is spreading in the US. Rim jobs.
I've had this thought, though. If you're the type of person that's looking up a government website for advice on how to have safe sex, you will never need that advice. You do not need that advice. Yeah, well, you know, I picked up this beautiful girl at the bar, but I think I'm just going to check. I don't even know if I'm allowed to give her a rim job or not. She's really into the rim jobs, but I think I saw the governor come out and say that I shouldn't do it. I better... Oh, baby, I just want you so bad. I just want you in this bed right now. Yeah, baby, I feel really good about this too, but I'm just going to log on to the government website first and read their advisory. I don't want to get too far down the path yet without checking on the relevant authority's advice. Next thing you know, she's out the door. The city specifically called out rimming or using the tongue on the anal rim of another person for sexual pleasure. Thank you, BE, for illustrating it so perfectly because we never would have figured it out. As particularly dangerous in a jaw-dropping section. I guess it is jaw-dropping as well. I guess it counts.
Rim, clear.
Counts. In a public safety alert, Greeno. Alert. The public needs to know.
I'm just waiting for the day that ScoMo's breaking news press conferences has to go into advice on Australians and rimming.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Earth Report. Thank you so much for that, BE. Absolutely sensational. All right, what do we got, Greeno? What's next?
Damo, we've got plenty of story to cover. It's a bit of a sad day.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of a sad day because, unfortunately, the footy got called off.
Yep, no footy.
Finally, we had one round of AFL. We had two rounds of NRL. The NRL basically said, no, we're going to persist. It doesn't matter what rules you put in place. We're going to keep footy, Aussie blokey footy.
Footy.
But then Queensland closed their borders, and they're like, oh, I guess we can't play. Look, on one side, it's sad, but on the plus side, more time for school visits.
That's right. More time for picking up some of that teenage ass, Greeno.
That's right. Now, Damo, the reason it brings a tear to my eye is because it means...
I bet the board of the Bulldogs was like, you're all in lockdown, but I'm not even sick. You're in lockdown. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere, Bulldogs boys. Uh-oh. I've lost Greeno. What the hell is going on? We're trying to reconnect. Is he there? I've got you back. Did you hang up on me?
Yep, you still there?
Yeah, I've got you.
Been here the entire time.
You son of a bitch. I was saying, I bet you the board of the Bulldogs was like, you're all in lockdown.
I heard it.
Oh, okay.
Heard it all.
Okay, you heard it all. Great. Fantastic. Heard it all. That was a mood killer.
This is going smoothly.
Okay, so... do the setup again. To be fair, though, I think it's gone pretty well for the first time that we've ever tried this. So you
not bad. We've been on air for over an hour. So go. I think it's just the gods telling us to stop fucking talking. Mm. But with that said, Thursday Night Footy, Damo, means the end of Thursday Night Footy for the immediate future. And because there was literally no other sport on in the world aside from the AFL and horse racing, on A-League, I guess, you assume that the ratings would be pretty handy this week.
Yes, Thursday night footy.
And there was already whispers that this could be the last Thursday night footy. So you figured people are going to flock.
Flock.
They're going to flock around their TVs.
They'll be flocking.
From a safe distance. This is the final Thursday night footy. Let's check how the boys went
They must have kept a safe distance from the ratings as well, did they?
Number one through to number five was all news programs. Mm. So one through five news.
Okay.
Number six, Sevens AFL Thursday night footy.
So, yeah, we generally take out the top five, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we start at number six. So the AFL,
start at number six,
top of the pops.
Always news, top five.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got 7:30 evening at number seven, the Crazy Malakas.
Crazy Malakas.
At eight, Gogglebox. Current Affair at nine. The Chase Australia at number 10.
Yep.
So even in the midst of the fact that people are just like craving sport and it could possibly be the last week of footy for the year,
mm-hmm.
couldn't quite crack the top 10. But let's put it in context. The opening round started at 15 in the ratings. So you assume... It's got to go up from there, right?
Yep.
Number 11, hot seat.
Hot seat.
Number 12, Sevens AFL pre-match.
Yeah.
So the pre-match bullshit where they crap on about before the game is currently ahead of the actual NRL game at number 12. At 13, we've got The Project. At number 14, Ambulance Australia.
That would have been, I thought that would be top 10 this week.
Busy. It's very busy.
Very busy.
Number 15, 10 News. Number 18, Sevens AFL Thursday Night Footy.
Uh-oh.
Post-match.
The post-match when everyone else has gone to bed.
Everyone's gone to bed.
It's
this
like
was
it starts
11:39.
At like 10 o'clock at night.
Later. So still no Thursday Night NRL. It's all right, Damo. It's not like a fucking children's program is going to beat it out.
No.
Hang on. Bluey on ABC Kids, not even the main channel, is number 17. Sammy J Evening is at 18. The Chase at 19. And Home and Away is number 20. The final round of footy for the year, before isolation, people are hanging for any sport.
Yep.
Couldn't even crack the top 20.
Oh, well done.
Nice, Gary.
Fans, they love their Thursday night footy.
Absolutely, Greeno. I've got a quick bit of sports news for you, just quickly, very quickly. Britney Spears claims to have obliterated Usain Bolt's 100-meter world record, Greeno. Well done.
I want to see these stats, Damo. What's the story?
Okay, so I'll give you the stats. Britney Spears has sensationally claimed that she ran a 5.97-second 100-meter. So she slashed 4 seconds off the world record. dash, a time which would make her almost 4 seconds faster than Olympic legend Usain Bolt. The Baby One More Time singer made the claim on Instagram on Thursday after revealing she had been getting back into running, sharing a screenshot of her iPhone stopwatch, which showed a time of 5.97. The 38-year-old was ecstatic with her personal best time. My first thought was, has she recently become the new leader of North Korea? Because then it would make sense to me.
It definitely makes sense.
A lot of people are going to come out and say this isn't true, but I think, you know, you have to just believe all women, don't you, Greener? If a woman makes a claim on the internet, then surely she must be telling the truth, right?
Yeah, sexist. You're sexist.
Chauvinist and sexist and misogynist and chauvinist and sexist.
Yeah, so everyone's sexist who doesn't believe Britney Spears. Well done, Britney. Well done.
Well done.
Congratulations. Jeez, she's a
gem. Unfortunately, she won't be able to participate in this year's Olympics.
No, because they cancelled it. Sorry, Brit.
Yeah.
Sorry, Brit. So she won't be able to prove it. She'll be able to say, no, I ran a 5.97 second, but I'll never be able to show anyone. It's like the hole-in-one that everybody's hit, right? There's never anyone there.
BE's asking about what is the doctor-doctor ratings.
Ah.
Well, that's not on a Thursday night.
Give me the new one.
I'm going to look up the ratings there for that. Damo, time for our final, bro.
People are fucked.
This one is, once again, we talked about spring break a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to practice social distancing than by bending over and putting your mouth on another person's ass?
Drinking beer out of someone else's ass crack.
Yeah, I'm assuming this may have been one of the precursors to the New York ban on rimming.
Ah, no, that beach isn't in New York, surely.
No, is there any beach in New York?
There is a beach in New York. There's beaches, but they're not the kind of beaches that you want to go to, right? So, because they're like New York's surrounded by water. I mean, Manhattan's got water around it, you know. So
yeah, but you don't swim in that.
No. Fucking Twitter videos, mate.
Hey, I got mate. He's a
holy shit. Oh my god.
He's doing it.
Oh my god. Nobody gives a fuck about Corona.
The human centipede.
Nobody gives a fuck about Big Guy either.
Yeah, I don't want Big Guy. The human centipede.
Greeno, a lot of people are going to be coming out and saying that this is irresponsible. They're going to be saying this guy's a douchebag. But for me, it's a...
Nice, Gary.
You go for it, son. You go for it, son. Well done.
Definite. Bro.
People are fucked.
People are fucked.
Nah, he's a hero. Absolute hero. Gotta have fun.
What have we got left?
Got
a couple of new segments, Damo.
Mm.
Obviously, panic buying is still going on in leaps and bounds. Every time I go to the supermarket, there's just fuck all there.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what time I go. It doesn't matter what day I go. There's just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People are finding ways to get in there and stuff shit down their pants is my theory. So this week I was intrigued, and every week here on in until the panic buying stops, is I'm going to do a new segment called Unloved Supermarket Item of the Week.
Oh, that's a nice one. I like this. I like this, Greener.
So this is the item that I want to give a shout out to and kind of get people out there. If you're going to stockpile your shelves for a potential lockdown of the next 7-8 months,
mm-hmm.
Here's one I want to see some love for. Tin sauerkraut, Damo, is this week's winner. There was literally not one thing on the tin vegetable shelf aside from 58 tins of sauerkraut. Why no sauerkraut love, man?
I don't know. Why don't people like the sauerkraut?
I have no idea. But at the same time, I want to give some sauerkraut love.
Okay.
Here we go. What's sauerkraut go for these days?
Libby sauerkraut love. It's
currently available.
Currently available. Maybe there is none on Amazon. They've cleaned them out. Look at them all. They're all unavailable. Look at this. You're saying there's no sauerkraut love. There's too fucking much. What are you talking about? Everybody's buying up the sauerkraut.
Yeah, unavailable online, but head down to my local. We got plenty of tins.
Nothing but tin sauerkraut. Well done.
So get in touch with us. If you're in a supermarket throughout the week and find something that every single thing's cleared out bar that, send it in for the unloved supermarket item of the week.
Yeah, send it in before we start the show so that way I can do a little prep and actually have something ready to put up on the screen instead of tonight. Okay. Thanks, Greener.
Another new segment courtesy of... our good friend Troy, who's still in the midst of trying to pull together a break-even day that meets the social distancing guidelines.
He's in the chat room, Greeno, by the way. I don't know if you know his DLive name, Unity Troy.
Unity Troy.
He's really embraced the title.
I love it. We've got BE the Earth Reporter in Detroit.
He's been typecasted.
Exactly. he's put together a nice new segment for us called Can You Buy This at Aldi?
Good.
So he went into Aldi yesterday where they were selling assisted living toilets, the bowl, the cistern, the whole fucking lot. Now, basically, we got a new segment called Can You Buy This at Aldi? So I'm going to give you a list of, you know, 7 or 8 items.
Okay.
And at the end, you've got to guess which one you can't buy at Aldi.
Okay, I like this.
All right, so here's the options.
Okay.
A poncho.
Mm-hmm.
A 70-inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
A luxury bath caddy.
What's a bath caddy?
I think it's kind of like something you can put your soaps and your oils and your essences on in the bath.
Okay, so it's not a young boy who stands in the bathroom and carries your personal hygiene bag? Okay.
Okay. A bird cage, an 8-pack of toilet paper,
yep.
A weight bench, or jousting sticks.
I'm definitely going for 8-pack of toilet paper.
That's correct.
Yes!
You only, pack. Only a 4-pack was available at Aldi. So, well done, Troy. I like that segment.
That's a good one. We'll have to bring that into the regular rotation, Greener.
Can you buy this at Aldi?
Fantastic. Is that all we got for tonight?
Kenny Busted Audi, Train Liquor. That's pretty much it, unless there's anything you still had to go.
No, that's it. I'm good. So follow Greeno at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Follow everyone else in the chat. And maybe we probably won't see each other in the flesh for what? Another 2 years? Something like
Christmas,
that.
Maybe.
Christmas, maybe.
Christmas, maybe.
Christmas 2021. I don't know. Maybe I'll come over with a 6-pack and risk being shot in the face by the fucking army who has been deployed to the streets of Sydney. Who knows? But we'll see you next week, huh?
See you next week, guys.
Bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes, yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.